Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning and happy new week. You're welcome to another time of refreshing. We're going to be looking at God's word in Mark chapter 13. Right, Mark chapter 13. And my prayer is that the Lord God Almighty will teach us his word in Jesus' name. It's going to be a very short one this morning. You know, that's because, you know, while I was studying this chapter, I was a bit tempted to go deep and start explaining all details, you know. But, you know, one statement that I want us to pick is the fact that, you know, the disciples asked Jesus Christ. They were like, okay, what are the signs that we should expect that would, you know, give us that picture that you're coming soon? I mean, the second coming of Jesus. And then Jesus began to tell them some of the signs. And I found out that there are people that know the signs of Jesus' coming. They've seen the signs. They can predict what is going to happen before Jesus would come. They have those pictures already in their mind. But at the end of the day, they end up in hell. So it is possible to have the knowledge of all of these things, to have the scriptural knowledge, and there is nothing wrong with it. Unfortunately, the goal of this ministry and this teaching is to teach us the lessons, basic lessons that can help us to live and not go into deep expositions. But it is possible for you to have those expositions and at the end of the day, you are not living the life. A practical example we have the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I mean, especially the Pharisees, the scribes, they were people who were very groomed in God's law. They know the law. They know the nitty-gritty of the law, but they don't have the life. So what is the point? Knowing the exposition of Mark, Genesis to Revelation, but you cannot live the life. So I've said it many times that our goal is to look for practicable things. What can we do today from Mark chapter 13? And my prayer is that as we look into the scripture together, may the Lord give us light in Jesus' name. So the first thing the Bible says in verse 1 to verse 2, you know, then they went out and one of the disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." So the temple in those days was, I mean, they had a very massive temple, a very massive one. Before the one that was built by, you know, Ezra, the Solomon's temple, massive, massive one. And, you know, the disciples were talking about that temple and Jesus said, even this temple you're looking at is absolutely going to be crushed because the intention of God is not to live in temples made with hands, but to live in our spirit. And that's exactly what Jesus was trying to tell these people. And you know, some of us are, we see that the disciples here, they were kind of excited about the structure. They were like, this is a massive structure. They were fascinated about it. But that didn't get to Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what happens with some of us. If you're looking for a church to attend, you start looking for the church with so many crowd. You start looking for the church with keyboard, drum set, bass, guitar. There is nothing wrong with that. But it is very wrong when the intention for which you're looking for a church is structure. You need to trust God to lead you into that right place. Don't look at structure as your first basis for worshiping in a church. I mean, in an institutional church. So trust God so much that you are not kind of driven by, you know, the church I currently attend, it is not a massive one, but I've been attending churches since I've been a baby. And up until now, I have never, mark my words, I have never attended a church that behaves as a family, such that the pastor, the leaders, they are more like a family. I've never attended anyone like this church. But we are not up to 300. You see, the one I left before now, you know, we are over 5,000 members. You know, but this particular one, we are not so many, but we are living like a family. The pastors, they are living practical Jesus' life. I can tell that this is life. This is a family. So don't be driven by structures. You know, I'm not saying the churches that have the crowd, they are not, you know, there. But I'm just saying, don't be driven like the disciples. See massive structure and you're like, wow, this is massive. Even that massive one is going to be crumbled. Because at the end of the day, it is this same temple where these guys would go and begin to sell and buy and all of those things. So the lesson I want us to pick is, don't be driven by physical structures, by things that you see with your eyes. Be led by the Spirit. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And then they ask, what are the signs that, you know, we should expect? And the first thing Jesus said about the sign, the first thing he said is in verse 5, take heed that no one deceives you. And that is the most important thing. So every other sign that was spoken about, the most important is, don't be deceived. Because in the last days, false prophets will be massively everywhere to deceive God's children. So you have to be very careful of the kind of people you listen to, especially when it comes to Bible expositions, especially when it comes to people talking about the desolation, abomination of desolation, talking about the number of years Daniel mentioned in the book of Daniel and all of those lessons. Be careful, because some of these guys are just cooking up these things. They go to one library, get books together, conjure things, and then give it to you to eat. And then you eat those things, you feel you have the Bible knowledge. Whereas you only have the knowledge, most likely the wrong knowledge, and you're not even having the life. The Bible says, the first thing Jesus says is, do not be deceived. May God help us from deception in Jesus' name. Another sign I want to talk about is the sign of persecution. So Jesus says in the last day, one of the signs of Jesus' coming is that his children will be persecuted. And it will be a massive one. I mean, persecution is as simple as you being deprived of something good because you love Jesus. So because you're a child of God, there are some things that doesn't come to you. So simply because you're a child of God, some of these things you begin to lose them because you're a child of God. So it's going to be massive when the end time comes. And we are actually in the end times. And if you're not being persecuted, the absolute truth is that you're not a disciple. What is persecution? Like I said, you will keep getting losses just because you're following Jesus. People will begin to hate you. Friends will desert you. Your parents will fight you just because you're following Jesus. And that's exactly what happens, in the last days. May God help us and keep us strong in Him in Jesus' name. So going forward, Jesus began to explain some of those things that we're going to be seeing in the time of his coming. I mean, he mentioned several things like wars. You know, there will be wars, and we see what is happening all over the world. Now, the wars that you're seeing today is not just the only evidence that we have. I mean, wars have been happening even after the death of Jesus Christ, since the death of Jesus Christ. And we'll keep seeing and seeing more and more. Bible says nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. It's going to be a massive one. There will be earthquakes. There will be famines. But what do we learn from all of these things? Because it is not just you about, you know, you trying to look out for, you know, the end time. What are you expected to do? The Bible says, be ready. It's as simple as that. You get ready. And how do you get ready? I believe strongly that the best way we can get ready is to allow oil to be in your lamp, like the 10 virgins. You know, how do you do that? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Every single day before you set out, pray in the Holy Ghost. Ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. Because then there is nothing you can do by yourself. You need to trust God for His strength. That even as I set out today, every strength that I need to do the will of the Lord comes upon me. Every single day before you come out of your house, you need to ask for the infilling of the Holy Ghost, because then that is the only way by which you'll be able to tackle every temptation that the enemy brings your way. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will help us. He will give us the grace. And one important thing is that there is absolutely no one that can tell the particular hour that Jesus would come. You know, and I love what I said the other time, that how do we get ready? Verse 35, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. So that is actually the major thing. Forget about all of those signs. You need them. You need to know them. But the most important thing is that you watch. The Bible says, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. In the Lord's Prayer, we have a particular verse there that says, that lead us not into temptation. You don't know when Jesus is going to come, and he's actually going to come. You know the way they said that it was going to rain, when Noah was saying it was going to rain, and the people didn't believe him. You know, now they've been telling you since you were a kid that Jesus is coming. He hasn't come, and then you're feeling like he's not coming anymore. And you remember that the rain actually fell. That is exactly how it's going to look like to many people, because then they would feel that Jesus is no longer coming. And then you can keep misbehaving, you can keep doing all of those messy and terrible things. But the truth is that he's definitely coming. And I pray that God will help us to be ready for his coming in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. God bless you. May God strengthen us. May God give us the grace to watch and wait and pray in the name of Jesus. He will help us to be ready for the coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye.